Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about Imam Hassan alayhi salam. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as well as the martyrdom of his grandson Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners condolences on this most sad and a very solemn day. As you know, Imam Hassan alayhi salam was the first grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of that, he had a very special place in the Prophet's heart, to the extent that it has been narrated that the Prophet said, Hassan is from me and I am from him. Hassanun minni wa ana min. You know, it's very famous that such a expression was mentioned by the Prophet, or has been related from the Prophet regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Less known is the fact that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said something similar regarding Imam Hassan. Hassan is from me and I am from him. Allah loves the one who loves him. You know, this is also an expression that has been ascribed to the Holy Prophet regarding his daughter, that, you know, may Allah, you know, love the one who loves her and despise the one who does not like her, right? So this is, but this is, it is well, less known that he said the same thing similar regarding Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Then in general terms, the Prophet said the following about both of his grandchildren, meaning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. He said, Hassan and Hussein are the two most special grandchildren. And it's also been narrated that the Prophet said, O Allah, I love him. This is a prayer that has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet regarding Imam Hassan. O Allah, I love him. So you too love him. And love whoever loves him. The Prophet said, O Allah, I love him. So you too love him and love whoever loves him. These are some of the virtues of Imam Hassan narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad. As you know, many virtues have been narrated about Imam Hassan. One of the virtues which has been narrated about him is his generosity. In one book, it's been reported that Hassan ibn Ali passed by some beggars sitting on the ground, eating pieces of bread placed in front of them. They said to him, O son of the Prophet's daughter, come and join us for lunch. He narrates, so he sat down and said, verily, Allah does not like the arrogant. He ate with them until they had all had enough, though the amount of food remained the same by virtue of his blessings. Then he invited them to be his guests and fed them and clothed them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hassan alayhi salam in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.